If you're going through menopause, perimenopause, or you just can't seem to find comfort in your body anymore, then it's time to try Hormone Harmony. Created by Happy Mammoth, this science-backed solution has become a phenomenon. With adaptogens to help your body adapt to hormonal changes, Hormone Harmony tackles hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, occasional bloating and gas, no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean, and other things. Plus, with over 17,000 reviews mentioning feeling like myself again, it's a game changer. Get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com with code AFFIRMATIONS. Don't let menopause or hormonal changes hold you back. Try Hormone Harmony today. Are you ready to take charge of your wellness journey? Introducing Equilibrious Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, the ultimate 3-in-1 capsule for digestive health and gut barrier protection. Made by a woman-owned wellness brand, Equilibria ensures you're never alone on your path to well-being, offering personalized one-on-one support. EQ's Microbiome Defense is not just any probiotic supplement. It's carefully crafted with probiotics studied specifically for women's health, supporting digestion, immunity, and even skin health. Plus, with consistent use, you'll notice improved energy, mood, and radiant skin. I'm most excited about overall gut health. As I get older, I'm realizing the importance of a healthy gut, and EQ's Microbiome Defense makes it easy. Are you ready to experience the benefits firsthand? Head to myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Happy March, family. In the spirit of decluttering for spring, this month our theme is a soul refresh, and we're diving deep into emotional and mental spring cleaning, releasing what no longer serves us, and making space for positive growth and new experiences. And to kick off the month, I wanted to start at the beginning, our childhoods. Ooh, for a lot of us, this is very uncomfortable, but as you know, here in this space, we welcome discomfort and lean into learning how to navigate it. Powerful. Your things are as powerful. Your things are as powerful. What is going on, beautiful people? You are listening to the Affirmations for Black Girls podcast, where we focus on personal growth and cultivating a healthy relationship with ourselves. I am your host, Tyra the Creative, actress, content creator, and mental health enthusiast. Y'all, we are already in the third month of 2024. Y'all, time flies. They say it flies when you're having fun, but baby, it just feels like it's flying. Now, we haven't done this in a while, but today's episode is going to be centered around a few thought-provoking questions to help you learn more about your perspective in life and get closer to your inner child. When I started getting to know myself, reflection exercises like we're about to do today were super hard for me. I couldn't grasp the idea of compiling data or taking inventory of things that I had experienced or soaked up through life, and then making sense of it all. In other words, my default state of mind was, well, I don't know why I'm like this, I just am. And what I realized is that mindset hurt no one but me, because I saw that I was truly living in a state of constant confusion, and I was grasping at anything to help me feel grounded or have a sense of clarity. Now, before we get started with our questions, let's jump into our affirmation of the week. This week's affirmation is, I am an open book, ready to explore the pages of my soul with an open heart and open mind. Let's go ahead and drop in, you guys. I know we have a mouthful of an affirmation today. I am an open book, ready to explore the pages of my soul with an open heart and open mind. I am an open book, ready to explore the pages of my soul with an open heart and open mind. I am an open book, ready to explore the pages of my soul with an open heart and open mind. I am an open book, ready to explore the pages of my soul with an open heart and an open mind. I am an open book, ready to explore the pages of my soul with an open heart and open mind. What does it look like to have an open heart and open mind? What does it feel like to be an open book, ready to explore the pages of your own soul? Let's say it one last time together. I am an open book, ready to explore the pages of my soul with an open heart and open mind. Oh, you guys, that is so good. I know our affirmation was a little longer today, but especially as we go through these questions today, I really want you to consciously say, I'm an open book to myself, to give yourself permission to truly dive deep into your heart, into your mind, into your soul. So we're going to dive into 6 questions that will help us dive deeper into the inner workings of our hearts and minds. These questions will help us gain a better understanding of why we act the way we do and why we think the way we do. They'll help us better understand our perspective, because perspective is simply the way we interpret the world around us, right? And it comes from our experiences, our education, our level of empathy and open-mindedness, cultural and social exposure, and a lot of other things. But we often say, this is how I was raised, or I've always been like this, or I don't know, I just am, when it comes to our perspective and our identity. And even though we aren't going to dissect every piece of our mind today and our perspective today, my hope with these questions is that you start the self-reflection process and dive deep. Figure out what makes you tick. So go ahead and grab a journal and a pen, and let's jump right on in. Bars. Now, I know that I said grab a journal and a pen for us to jump right on in, and then I said bars because that's a bar, y'all. But anyways, if you're driving or you can't write right now, it's totally fine. I will put all of the questions in the show notes below so you can just copy and paste them later, but just follow along with us if you are on your commute or, you know, cleaning the house. Whatever you're doing, girl, it's totally fine. So this first question is a question that I found on Instagram, and I'll link the page down below because the creator who asked this question is doing 100 days of questions to better understand your perspective. And this particular question is more so geared towards the identity sector of our perspective. Her name is on Instagram is Sadie T. Sanchez. I'm gonna put it down below, but I just wanted to say it. Sadie T. Sanchez. And I'll give you the exact link to this video because it is good, y'all. But she asked the question, how were you praised as a child? And when I heard her ask that question, my heart immediately dropped. And that heart drop moment is typically a sign for me that I need to dive deeper into something, because something had a visceral reaction because it happened almost instantaneously when I heard that question. But as I began to reflect, I don't really remember being praised as a child, especially, and I'm more so talking about from my mom and from my dad. I think my grandparents did a little bit, but overall for my mom and my dad, I wasn't really praised a lot as a child. I know that they cared about me and they showed up for me, but verbally I was not praised. And I remember, so backstory, I was valedictorian of my class. I made great grades. I played sports, all of these things. My parents would show up to recognition programs and my sporting events and all of this stuff. But when I would like show my dad my report card, if I had like a 98 in the class, he would ask, "Where's the other 2 points? Why isn't it 100?" And as I reflect on that today, I know that he wasn't being, mean or anything. He was just asking, like, "Come on, let's do it." But as a child, that kind of put a pressure on me that has affected me to this day. And as a child, I didn't have the tools to say, "Hey, daddy, like, what's really going on? Let's be on the same page about this." But growing up, I actually remember telling my mom one day when I was in middle school that I wish she was proud of me because I had overheard her and one of my aunts, my godmother, talking about, I forgot who it was, a girl or whatever, she had just graduated or something. And they were talking about how proud of her she was, or they were. And I instantly started to cry. And I realized that I had never heard my mama say that to me. And I held on to that for a while. And whenever I decided to tell her, I just remember saying one day that I wish you were proud of me. And that's a long story for another day, but long story short, it wasn't that she was not proud of me, but the way that she and my daddy showed me were not in a way that was easy for me to receive as a child. And I also didn't have the tools to communicate that in an effective way. So, how were you praised as a child? This post goes on to ask, were you praised for looks, achievements, outcomes, or traits? Or, same as me, you weren't really praised at all and thought that people maybe didn't notice you. But the way that you were praised can significantly impact your perspective on life. It can shape how you perceive yourself and your place in this world. So then, Sadie then talks about the tie praise has to conditional self-worth and how that can affect us. Like, for example, if as a child you primarily received praise for achievements or accomplishments, you may have developed a sense of self-worth that is tied to external validation or success, which can then lead to thoughts of self-worth being tied to what you do as opposed to who you are, which can then make you feel only as valuable as your success. But as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, you are inherently valuable, and this thought process can lead to constant pressure to perform and a crippling fear of failure. So, the first question I want to ask you guys is, how were you praised as a child? The rest of the questions, they are going to be from our We're Not Really Strangers self-reflection edition card game. As you guys know, we absolutely love that card game over here, and it's going to be linked down below as well for you to go and purchase. It's really good, y'all. Like, if you are looking for any thought-provoking questions for yourself, journal prompts, the We're Not Really Strangers card decks are amazing. So the self-reflection kit that I, and this is not sponsored, y'all. I just love it. The self-reflection card deck that I got, it came with a journal and a pen. And I absolutely love it. These questions are great. Again, it's linked down below for you if you want to check it out. And they have other ones like friendship edition. They even have couples, honest dating, breakup, family, all of that stuff. So definitely check them out because I think it's a great investment and a great jumping off point if you literally don't know where to start with getting to know yourself. Okay. Question number two. What am I putting off that feels important and why am I avoiding it? Now, even though this question isn't really based on childhood, I will it ties back to my answer ties back to my childhood. I think right now, something that I'm putting off, and I'm going to be very vulnerable in this moment, something that I am actively putting off, that I have realized that I am putting off, that feels important, is a deeper relationship with God. And although I have a relationship with God, I feel myself not going as deep as I know I can. And the second part of the question is, why am I avoiding it? I don't really know why I'm avoiding it. And also, I'm answering these questions in real time with you guys. I don't know why I'm avoiding it, but I'm a little scared. I'm afraid of the journey. And I think I'm afraid of the journey because, especially when you are, you know, diving deeper into something, especially faith-based, a lot of people fall off. And I think I'm in a space in my life where I've already lost a few people close to me. I've already, you know, friendships have done what friendships do over time. And I don't really want to lose nobody else right now. But also, I can't stop that. And I know that deepening my relationship with God will just put me in position to be around people who I'm supposed to be around. But I do feel like I'm putting that off. I have not been reading my Bible. I want to dive deeper into that. I really want to start studying the word. I'm being vulnerable, y'all. I don't even go to church every Sunday right now. And it's a lot of reasons why, but honestly, they're just excuses why I don't go to church every Sunday. I watch church digitally, but I have not been into church since January. It's March, you know? And the biggest thing about it is growing up, I grew up in the Bible Belt. So when you grow up down there where I grew up, it can be very easy to have an unhealthy relationship with the church. When I was growing up, I felt very forced to be there, and not necessarily in a bad way, but it felt like, oh no, I got to go to church or the Lord gonna strike me down. Like that's what was going through my head. And I will say, since I moved out to LA, I have restructured that relationship with my faith. And now I'm excited to go to church and I'm excited to learn more about my relationship with God and all of the things. But lately I have been just in a state of, okay, I'm fine where I am, but I know I'm not fine where I am. And I don't want to stay stagnant with where I am. I do want to dive deeper, but it's also like, okay, when do I dive deeper? How do I dive deeper? Who do I need to have around me to dive deeper? And it's just like, it's so much, especially with, like, you know, Christian content creators and all of this being thrown at me. Sometimes I'm just like, okay, this is information overload. What does Tyra believe? So I say all that to say, I've been putting off diving deeper into the word and diving deeper into my relationship with God. And I'm avoiding it because I'm afraid of what's going to shed while I'm in that process. But I know that on the other side of that shedding is so much growth and prosperity, but I'm just scared of that uncomfortable part. But as we've been saying, you guys already know this is a space where we welcome discomfort. So I'm working on that actively. When was the last time I truly enjoyed my own company? What was I doing? I will honestly say I have been enjoying my own company a lot more these days. We had an episode on the podcast about getting comfortable with being alone, and you guys absolutely loved that episode. But first of all, I want to say there's a huge difference between being alone and being lonely. Just because you are in a space alone does not mean you are lonely. And just because you are alone doesn't mean that you need to have other people around you. It's very important to be comfortable in your own space and in your alone time, because you're technically not alone. You're spending time with yourself. You're actively being present in your own life, the same as you would do in a relationship with friends, family, romantic partners. It's very important for you to do the same for you. So the last time that I truly enjoyed my own company, I would honestly say well, the one that comes to mind, about 2-3 weeks ago, I put on some music, some my Vibe with Jesus playlist. Actually, I don't even think I've shared that playlist with y'all. But anyways, I put on my Vibe with Jesus playlist. It's like R&B gospel or R&B Christian music, and I put together a puzzle. I had a glass of wine, and I know some people don't, listen, that's what I did. Some people don't agree with that or whatever. Yes, I drink wine. But I listened to my Vibe with Jesus playlist, and I'm gonna link that down below for y'all because I've played it for a couple of people and they're like, send me that. I like this playlist. So I'm gonna send my Vibe with Jesus playlist to y'all, or it's gonna be down in the show notes and you can add it on Apple Music. But anyways, and I had a glass of wine and I put together a puzzle, and it was such an amazing time. I had so much fun. I was so excited when I finished putting the puzzle together. And something that I was just talking to my mom about, I think why I was so excited for that date with myself is because lately I have been diving back into things that I enjoyed as a child in every aspect. And something that I truly enjoyed while growing up was puzzling. And I'm just getting back into it. I bought a puzzle like 5 months ago, and now I literally have like 8 puzzles, and I'm so excited because I need to put them all together. I put together 3. But I will say that's the last time that I truly enjoyed my own company. And it was because I was doing something that really made my inner child smile. As you guys know, like connecting with my inner child over these last few years has been so healing and so therapeutic. And I'm just happy to be here. So, when was the last time you truly enjoyed your own company, and what were you doing? Okay, next question. Okay, this is a heavy one. What's something that was said to me in my childhood that I carry to this day? What would I say to my younger self now? Now, this question doesn't specifically say what's something happy or sad or good, bad, blah, blah, blah. But what's something that I'm gonna go the not bad, but bad route. And it was something that I was just talking about yesterday, actually. So something that was said to me in my childhood that I carry with me to this day is, and it wasn't even said like verbatim, it was said subliminally. So when I was younger, I was at one of my aunt's houses. I was one of my mom's sisters. I was at her house and we were eating lunch. And growing up, I didn't smack, I didn't chew with my mouth open or anything like that, but I chewed very loudly, or see, very loudly. I chewed loud. You could hear me chewing even with my mouth closed. And I forgot what we were doing. We were like watching TV or something. And my aunt looked over to me and was like, "Golly, you chewing loud." And that really hurt my feelings. And in that moment, I became very self-conscious about eating around other people. Now, I didn't develop, an eating disorder or anything, but I was very self-conscious about eating in quiet spaces or really eating around anyone that really wasn't family. I think one way that this issue that I was having, this uncomfortability, was able to grow was that when I was in school, my family and I, we didn't eat at the dining room table. We would grab our plates and we would go into our own rooms. So I was able to be okay with eating alone, and in return, felt like I should always eat alone because I wasn't able to flex that muscle of getting through that uncomfortable feeling of eating around other people. And as I continue to grow older, it got so bad, y'all, that I wouldn't even eat lunch at school. Like, I had a boyfriend in high school. I would not eat around him. I wouldn't eat lunch at school because I thought that I chewed super loudly. Now, I do chew loud. Like, it's audible. You can hear it. But as I continue to get older, I realized that My whole family chews like that. My mama chews loud, my brother chews loud, and my papa, who is my mama's daddy, he chews loudly. So I was like, oh, this is normal. This is just how we chew. And I never said anything to my auntie about it, literally to this day. But what I would say to my younger self, what I would say to my younger self now is do not be self-conscious about chewing. Everyone eats. We all eat. We all chew. And just because someone had a problem with it does not mean you should be shame or be ashamed of the way that your body functions. You are perfect as you are. And I think if I were to hear that as a child, I would, knowing how I am now, I would start slowly but surely leaning into that. And I would have ate lunch in high school. Like, I literally, y'all, I used to leave the cafeteria and I would go to our Pro Start kitchen, which was like a culinary class. I took culinary classes in high school. I would go in there and I would eat because the ovens were very loud. Like, there was always like a hum. So it was never a quiet room. I was always eating somewhere where it wasn't completely quiet so that I wouldn't feel self-conscious about people hearing me chew. So, my question to you, what's something that was said to you in your childhood that you carry to this day? And what would you say to your younger self now? Fun fact about me, I'm not a big drinker. And the older I get, the more I look for new ways to relax. If you're like me, consider Recess Mood a healthier alternative to alcohol. Y'all already know self-care is essential here, and we are being more intentional with the things we put into our bodies. Recess Mood is a magnesium and adaptogen-infused sparkling water with real fruit goodness, only 20 calories and no added sugar. It enhances your mood and helps balance stress for that calm, cool, and collected feeling. And don't even get me started on the flavors, y'all. Strawberry rose, raspberry lemon, grapefruit tangerine. They are all very good, but right now, the raspberry lemon is my absolute fave. So you deserve a healthier way to unwind, and Recess Mood is offering you 15% off. So head to takearecess.com/affirmations and treat yourself to a more relaxed, guilt-free you. And you can also find the link down in the show notes below. Growing up, Black voices in media, though hard to come by, were my compass. Here at AFBG, Black representation is the very heartbeat of what we do. Representation isn't just about visibility, it's about carving out a space where Black stories can thrive and resonate. From pioneers like Oprah Winfrey breaking barriers on TV to amazing women like Viola Davis, Octavia Spencer, and Taraji P. Henson, who showed me that Black girls can command the screen. These Black faces and voices have been a guiding light in my life, not only by entertaining me, but also educating me and empowering me. And now, NPR brings you the next generation of influential Black voices in their new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, each told from a unique Black perspective that is as nuanced as the Black experience itself. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I recently listened to the episode titled For Black Men, Barriers to Mental Health Care Can Be Complex, and I love how the hosts seem to create a safe space for discussing these complex barriers Black men face when accessing mental health care. It was very refreshing to hear the classic NPR vibe, but with a soulful twist. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in America's story, but now they are the story. Because stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. With Mother's Day right around the corner, I wanted to share something truly special with y'all. Have you ever thought about turning your mom's or mother figure's life stories into a beautiful book? Well, now you can with mylifeinabook.com. Okay, so here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com sends your mom or your loved one a question via email, and they can either type their responses or record their voice. They compile all of their answers into a stunning keepsake book, preserving their stories for eternity. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, then you know that I recently lost my great-grandma, Willie Mae, and I would have loved to have a keepsake like this to keep her life's journey alive. I recently gifted Life in a Book to my grandma, her daughter, and I can't wait to experience her life through her memories, her words about her adventures and challenges she faced through her life. Plus, Life in a Book is incredibly easy to use, so I have full confidence that my mama can navigate it on her own. Ooh, and y'all, my favorite part is that they can even create an audiobook using her voice recording, so I'm super excited about that. So this Mother's Day, or as a Just Because gift, give a special loved one the gift of their own life story. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom or your loved one this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS for 10% off today. Trust me, y'all, this is a gift that you all will treasure forever. What's become more important to me recently than ever before? Okay, I'm gonna get through this question without getting emotional because I ain't got time to be emotional right now, y'all. I'm totally kidding. But something that has become more important to me recently than ever before is spending time with my family, more specifically my immediate family, my mama, my daddy, and my brother, and more specifically with my brother. Oh gosh, it's already coming. Anyways, okay, we're just gonna go through this. So as you guys know, I have lived away from home for a very long time now. I've been living in Los Angeles for 6 years, and I don't know why I'm so emotional. I've realized just how much time I have, you know, and I'm using air quotes, but like missed with my brother. And it's just the two of us. He is my little brother, and I say little, but we're the same age for 2 days a year. He is 28. I'm 29. And, you know, we're getting older. And as I continue to get older, I just constantly see how much time I spend away from him. And I just miss him so much. And, oh gosh. Okay. I miss him because as we get older, we start to build our own lives. And your sibling, especially when you're so close in age, that's your road dog. Like, that is someone that you have spent your entire life with. And I'm just nervous about the future. Like, you know, when at this moment, he still lives at home, like with my mom. So I know that when I go home, I can always see him. But I'm just a little nervous because at any time, he can get his own house, get married, have kids, and then have his own life. And I'm excited for that. But I also sit here and think, like, dang, look at all of this time that he has been there that I haven't. So especially living away from home, I start to think about stuff in this way a lot more. So it's just become more important for me to just go home. Spend time with my family because everybody has their own lives and everybody is doing their own thing. And when I am away and I come back, I feel a little out of the loop. And I don't know, y'all, I just miss my brother a lot and I love him so much. And he isn't the most affectionate person ever. So, you know, I take what I can get. But what's become more important to me recently is spending time with my immediate family because we're all growing and we all have lives and we all have things that we want to do in this life. And I'm excited to see all of them do what they want to do. But I feel like I miss out on so much because I'm doing what I want to do. And it's not the easiest thing to do in Louisiana close to them. So my question to you is, what has become more important to you recently than ever before? Okay. Whew. We good, y'all. So the last question is, what have I always accepted as true that turned out to be false? I don't think I have something that was specifically said to me that I always accepted as true. But I think it's more so of an idea. I think the idea that I used to accept as true is my success in life, or the biggest goal that I should have in life, is to get married, have kids, have a family at a young age. And I think that comes from me being in the South, or growing up in the South. And now that I am about to be 30 this year, I have been having a lot of doubts, worry, fear about what my 30s hold, because I fully thought I would be married with kids by now. And it's just not the case. And I thought for the longest, like when I would, like, you know, you guys know how I talked about my dream book. Well, in my dream book, I stated that I wanted to be married by 25, and I thought that was old. And I 100% believed that I would be married by 25 because I said it in my dream book. And when it didn't happen, and now that we're 5 years past that, I've just been slowly getting more worried. And, you know, some of the thoughts in my head have not been so nice to myself. But now I know that it's false, because why wouldn't God want me to have the desires of my heart? I know that living in this singleness is exactly where I need to be, because I have always been in a relationship. In high school, I was in a 5-year relationship, or actually 6, because we started dating in 9th grade and broke up when I was a sophomore in college. Then I did the National Student Exchange Program. I met another guy. We were together for 6 months. But then right after that, I hopped into another relationship for 5 years. And that was the guy that I was with when I moved out here to California. So that's high school all the way to college, and all the way to LA in just 3 relationships. So I haven't given myself time to truly be single. And what I mean by that is truly being single and not thinking about being in a relationship. And that's where I am right now. And I'm excited that I am here. I truly am. I'm learning so much about myself. I get to spend time with y'all. I get to do everything that I want to do and not worry about other people and truly be selfish in this way as Tyra, as a single person, because I did not give myself that opportunity in high school and college because I always wanted to have a boyfriend. So I always accepted it as truth that I would be married with kids by 25. And now I'm almost 30 and I'm single and I'm absolutely loving the woman that I am. I'm learning to love on me and have experiences that are just mine. And I think that is so important, because when your experiences are always tied to a man, especially not your husband, then you always share that experience, that nothing is just for me. And I think having experiences that are just for me are so sacred. And it's something that I can look back on and say, wow, this was a pivotal moment in my life, or this absolutely changed my life. This was one of my favorite experiences. Whatever the case may be, it's just mine. And that's just that. So what is something that you've always accepted as truth that turned out to be false? Anytime I do reflection exercises, I'm left in awe of what I've learned about myself. We approach ourselves as if we already know everything about us just because we're in our bodies. But I don't think that's the case. We have to learn who we are, and it's a journey that unfolds over time, often surprising us with new discoveries and insights, even well into our adult years, actually, well into our entire lives. Self-reflection should be a daily practice. I think we should always be asking ourselves why, because understanding the motivations behind our actions and feelings can lead to profound self-awareness and personal growth, and are also a good jumping-off point for a soul refresh. Especially in the fast-paced world we live in, taking moments for introspection can help to ground us and help us navigate life's twists and turns with greater clarity and purpose. Uh-oh, y'all, you know what time it is. It is time for our fun closing segment. I'm gonna pick it up a little bit because today's episode was a little heavy. And it's just not heavy as in sad, but you know, we really did some mental work in this episode. So today's closing segment is going to be recommendation of the day. And today's recommendation, y'all, we've talked about it before, but I'm gonna keep talking about it because we're in March and it's about to be springtime and it's about to be summer. I recommend ClassPass to y'all. Now, this is not sponsored, but I have a link that will give you 20 free credits to join ClassPass. Now, let me tell you about it. ClassPass is an app where you can sign up for different workout classes, spas. You can even get like manicures, facials, blah, blah, blah. All of the things, anything health and wellness is on this ClassPass app. Now, I know it's not in every single city, in every single state, but it's in a lot of places. And the great thing about ClassPass is you can go and try a class and just do that instead of paying for a full membership to some gym that you may not even like. For example, I did an aerial fitness class, absolutely loved it, but it was one of the hardest things I had ever done and I was sore for 2 weeks, so I didn't want to go back. And another thing about it, you can get manicures, pedicures, massages, all the things. So this is how I use my ClassPass. As you know, I am a boxing girl. But I pay for a membership at my boxing gym because I'm there 6 days a week, 2 classes a day, right? So with ClassPass, each class is broken up by a certain amount of credits. So one of the classes at my gym could be like 3 credits, right? And they have different tier packages. You can buy like 20 credits. I don't know the exact numbers. I'm just saying random numbers, but you can buy like 20 credits for a month, 60 credits, 80, whatever, depending on what you want to spend your time doing. So what I do, I have my boxing gym that I pay for out of pocket. And then I have ClassPass and I only get 20 credits a month, and I will do Pilates because I need mobility and strength, and 1 deep tissue massage. Well, not even deep tissue. I'd be doing Swedish, but that's besides the point. A massage, y'all. And I think I'm going to up my credits because I think I want to start getting a facial every month. And I just love ClassPass in that way because you don't have to commit to a year-long membership at a gym or even at a spa. You can try out different things and truly see what works best for you. And if you're not the type of person to, do something on a monthly basis, those credits also roll over. Now, I don't know how long they roll over to, but they do roll over from month to month. So I think you should get ClassPass, try out some gyms. There's also dance classes on there. There's a tap class, and I haven't been able to go because it's on Sunday mornings, but there's a tap class on ClassPass that I really, really, really want to do, like tap dancing, because I did tap dancing in college, y'all, and I really want to dive back into it. But I say all that to say ClassPass is a great app. Give it a try. When you sign up with my link, it'll give you 20 free credits. So depending on what you choose to do, that can be a lot of different classes for you to try out. Let me know if you do try it all out. The link is down below. Once again, it's 20 credits. So go ahead and try it because it's spring and summertime. It's time for us to be outside. It's time for us to be taking care of our bodies. It's time for us to be getting those facials, getting those massages. Like, this month is all about a soul refresh. And while on the podcast, we are focusing on the internal soul refresh, y'all need to be doing it externally, and you can do that with the ClassPass app. So I'm gonna leave it at that. That's my recommendation of the day. If you already use ClassPass, shoot me a message on Instagram. Let me know how you've been loving it, what types of classes you've been taking. Let me know all the details. And yeah, that is all that I have for you guys today. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Leave us a rating and a review. Y'all are good. I love the reviews that y'all have been leaving. Thank you so much for all of your kind words. They truly warm my heart. And make sure you follow us on Instagram at Affirmations for Black Girls, on YouTube at Affirmations for Black Girls, on Twitter at AFBG_podcast, and where else? Threads at Affirmations for Black Girls. Thank you guys so much for listening, and thank you for getting through my little, you know, when I was crying a little bit. But truly, I appreciate each and every one of you, and I really hope that these journal prompts or these questions have helped you in some way. And if you are interested in getting the We're Not Really Strangers self-reflection edition, again, that is also linked down below. The show notes are always a resource for you guys. So if you are the type of person who doesn't really take a look at the show notes of each episode, I do put in a lot of work to make sure all of the resources that you could need are down there for you. So again, thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys again a little later. This is Affirmations for Black Girls.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.